With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After a degree from Brown and graduate work at Columbia, Susan Minot wrote a story about a large New England Catholic family, which was published in The New Yorker. For Minot, it was scary being published in The New Yorker.
It was partly scary because it was a dream come true. That's scary when that happens.
Based on The New Yorker story and three others, publisher Seymour Lawrence offered Minot a contract for a novel.
At that point, I had started to think of the stories as being part of a larger portrait of this family, and I stayed within the short story form for what I now think of really as chapters of a novel, really, even though it's made up of short stories.
That novel, called Monkeys, published in 1986, got a big boost by being reviewed on the front page of the New York Times Book Review. It was followed 3 years later by a book called Lust and Other Stories. Susan Minot's most recent novel is Folly. It spans the period between the First and Second World Wars and is the story of a young Boston woman who never quite overcomes her obsession with a young man from New York.
He arouses her sexually. He moves her in a way.
They go their separate ways, and the woman marries a man who turns out to have problems.
He's not how she thought he was, which is often the case with people.
And when the young man of her obsession returns to her life, the woman finds that he, too, is not as she had dreamed. Susan Minot's well-crafted novel, Folly, was published by Houghton Mifflin, Seymour Lawrence. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Susan Minot's most recent book is called Folly.
Folly that's both obvious and folly that's hidden, and sometimes hiding one's folly is a folly, and it's how folly mirrors itself.
Folly is about a young Boston woman who finds herself obsessed by a young man from New York who never quite leaves her mind, even though their lives take separate paths. Susan Minot studied writing at Brown, where the toughest thing was just getting in.
At Brown at the time, I don't know if this has changed, there were no requirements. You didn't need to take language, you didn't need to take science.
But you weren't graded either.
You weren't if you didn't want to be. You could be graded if you chose.
Wish I could have found a college like that.
After college, she worked as a carpenter, raised money for Greenpeace, waited tables, and eventually did graduate work at Columbia. Folly is Susan Minot's first novel. Her two previous books, Monkeys and Lust, were essentially collections of interrelated short stories.
Publishing these books has allowed me to keep writing and to make my living as a writer.
And despite her youth, she's in her mid-30s, Susan Minot is a little old-fashioned.
I write first with pen and ink, quill and ink. And then I transfer it to a manual typewriter.
Susan Minot, her novel of genteel Boston, Folly, was published by Houghton Mifflin, Seymour Lawrence. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.